This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. With artists and groups like J. Cole, Ninth Wonder, and Lil Brother, North Carolina has earned its place in rap history. And the list is growing as local rappers emerge from the underground scene. One of the newest MCs to burst onto that scene is Raleigh's own King Mez. He's getting even more national recognition with his latest release, Long Live the King. King Mez joins us live today in the studio. Welcome to State of Things. Good to have you here.
I appreciate that. How you doing?
I am doing just great, and you are joined by DJ Paradigm, who is also from Raleigh. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
It's my pleasure. So, Mez, tell us about how you got started making music here in the Triangle.
Well, before I moved to the Triangle, I feel like I was probably invested a little bit. My father actually did music, and oddly enough, it's not like he taught me how, but I think it might have just been a genetic thing, because my younger brother actually is quite talented as well. But yeah, my dad rapped, and I kind of took it. And oddly enough, he had some kind of national recognition. Not a lot, but he had record deal offers and stuff like that. He was in the Army at an early age and wasn't able to work with any labels or anything like that. But I was young, about 9, when I started writing, and took it seriously professionally later.
You talked about coming to North Carolina. Where'd you come from?
Well, I'm a military brat. I was born on the borderline of Kentucky and Tennessee, part of the hospital, Kentucky, part of the Tennessee, so I claim whatever, but my birth certificate says Tennessee.
All right, and so when you got here, what was this, how old were you when you got here, and what was the scene like?
When I got here, when we first moved here, I moved to Garner, North Carolina when I was about 9, or yeah, 8 or 9, in third or fourth grade, one or the other. And I really didn't know much about a music scene. I grew up listening to Biggie, you know what I'm saying? And even before I got here, you know, I remember being in elementary school listening to Biggie. You know, probably shouldn't have been, you know. Our parents were young parents, not super young. Yeah. My mom had me when she was like 23. So, I remember growing up to Biggie and a lot of Northern East Coast rappers.
Yeah. Will you do something for us now?
Yeah, no problem. You got me, Don?
Yes. All right. You want to introduce the song?
We're going to get into the song Morris, a song I produced myself. And this is from Long Live the King.
We're trying to.
There we go.
Life won't let you be no Indian giver. And I say that just to tell you that you never get the present back. Hope you use your intellect. Hope you don't spend it selling crack. Hope you ain't up on the internet typing what you would never speak out, hoping to get respect. It don't work like that. If you do, we should get a check. Some rappers work like that and them peoples be getting checks. I'm interjecting. I hope they feel disrespected. I saw they vid and I'd rather my cable be disconnected. I'm a hard drive to the game. I save it. Whole life been hard like pavement. Trying to be 24 years old with a little stock and a nice house, no payment. Trying to be the one son to touch your soul. If it ain't nothing on your playlist, trying to win in this game, don't hate the player, homie. You skip Bayless. This game, they said it was hard to blow, my homie. You sure don't get comfortable with no record deal. I be comfortable as the floor is, man. Not too many, no Morris, man. Not too many, no Morris. Those that do know, hit me him until he need a grave in the florist. Chorus. Yeah. Surgery on me, no anesthesia though. Feeling every little thing, but pain is what we need to grow. So I know when he stitched me back, I'm waking up, might be breathing slow. But I never be frontin' for any type of reason, no. That's why new money goes so well with an old soul. Won't be splurging and pressing other people, oh.
are changing up like used to try their freshman year. New opportunities won't never feel no old hoes, bruh. You still who you was. Money won't change that there. Some of the lamest people that I met was millionaires. Thinking that they could buy some heart, nobody real in here. Really was worse as you believe, them ain't no feeling here. So I packed up all my thing, my notebook at thesaurus. Moved up to a king like mine state. Left all the doubts in my storage, homie. Not too many no Morris. Not too many no Morris. Those that do know, he'll be him until he need a grave in the florist chorus. Never wanna be one of those artists feeling empty by a chain of flaunting. Talent could change the world, I'm thinking about adding diamonds on it. Even though I feel rewarded, I know that I can't afford it. Don't change the fact that I bought it, don't pay my taxes, they audit though. Now what's important is only what gets imported. Used to reveal my memories, touch my soul, I record it. How I get to the point I became what I would despise. Say the voice in back of my mind, I don't be trying to ignore it. But that money, that fame, that dream made the voice of God so distorted. Harder to hear my purpose with these Murcielago horses right next to me. Plus these Porsches, these women beautiful, gorgeous. They hotlit them flaming torches. I'm trying my best, I promise, but compete with all these forces. Life lesson been torture. Wanna graduate from my past, but almost too scared for new courses. Not too many no Morris. Not too many no Morris. Those that do know, he'll be him until he need a grave and a florist chorus. Yeah. And that's real.
If my favorite artist asks me. King Mez live on the State of Things with a song called Morris from his latest CD, Long Live the King. Morris, you might know Morris very well.
I might. I just might.
Tell us about that song.
Morris is my first name. Morris Wayne Ricks II. And I feel like I've never been as open as I am now. You know what I'm saying? I always told a lot about my past and my story, but not as much about my perspective. And that's honest about my perspective and, you know, the fallacies in myself and the fallacies in music, you know, or, you know, so the song is widespread, you know, upon those different things. But everything has a lot to do with me and the way that I see it, you know. So
how much of being a musician, about being somebody who's trying to reflect these feelings and get them all out in music, got you to the place where you know those things now? I mean, you can conceal all of that from yourself, right?
Yeah, by a long shot. I feel like... honestly, listening to a lot of music that made me feel that way, kind of it evoked those emotions in me, you know, and it made me want to be honest, you know, because honesty isn't like a prevalent thing in music to begin with, you know what I'm saying? So it was kind of hard to walk that line and stay that way, or, you know, to hear those influences and try to emulate that, you know what I'm saying? So like.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you had an experience in terms of honesty not being part of music. Mm-hmm. You could have had a record contract, and I think that was something that you found a little bit disturbing when you figured out what the terms were, right?
Yeah, numerous occasions. I mean, I've been offered, you know, quite a few. We've had meetings, and you know what I'm saying? Went to L.A., you know, in New York or wherever, and, you know, talked to people and sat down with them. And it's not like it's something that I wouldn't do, but it has to be on my terms, you know. I just want to be, and I don't mean that in a selfish way, I just mean that in a respectful way, because the music business is not, I don't know, people get signed and people get deals, and there's a difference between the two. I feel like being signed is being offered something, and then you just sign it, whereas a deal is when you sit down and have a conversation and come to a contractual agreement, you know what I'm saying?
Well, how much of the content do they determine, or did they try to determine?
All of it.
Yeah. So,
the good majority of it, yeah.
So they said something about, we like you, but we want you to do it this way, which is kind of like, what does that mean?
Exactly. I don't even understand it, you know? So, and for me, music is so much more than being able to pay my bills, you know what I'm saying? This is the one thing that I have that I'll leave on this earth before, you know, after I die. I feel like that's one of the beautiful things about art, is forever, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, and the way that I remember might have a lot to do with the way people perceive my children or my grandchildren or whatever the case might be, and it's super important to me, you know, that happened.
Will you do another one for us?
Yeah, no problem. All right, we're going to get into a song called Can't Let Go, and Can't Let Go is about a lot of friends and family members and people that I know and love who can't let go of a particular lifestyle, you know, and we shot a video for it recently. Let's go ahead and get into it. I can't back to
Yeah. Mama, got a thing for you, girl. My ride still blow a brother brain for you, girl. Get locked up in the bank for you, girl. Main people go insane for you, girl. Huh. You don't want this passion to test, huh? Society colors a mess, huh? You surprised you waving the tag. I wonder what you expect from people that you neglect, huh? BMW, that's in Nevada. Water on the way, rag in this product. Try to watch your way to sin. Try to watch your way to sin. Hyundai couldn't help you get the Sonata. Us been through worse, cutting out the Windada. Us in the dark, tended Impala. They nervous the way we depict it. Soon as we brothers born, they the hit, we the thorn. They took the innocence out of us. But I love my people. But I love my people. They be acting like we. They be acting like we drug dealers. Every time they see us, we drug dealers. I don't understand, man. Some of us love, but we smart though. Yeah, weighing heavy on my heart though. It's a feeling I don't really think that y'all know. You report the pain, but we mourning like Alonzo. Yeah, and I can't let go. And I can't let go. And I can't let go. Wonder why we can't let go. And we can't let go. And I can't let go. Wonder why we can't let go, man. You can't let go. Never can't go. Wonder why we can't let go. And we can't let go. Yeah. And we can't let go, yo. Yeah. Wonder why we can't let go. Okay, okay, I'm ready. Look, what's the question, Regis? Why they feed the kids overseas when they're cheering Henny leaders? Especially when they own neighborhood looks so defeated. Just so they can tell the divas and they look more prestigious. Don't believe this? Little homie down the block, dude. Know that help ain't coming and he got his Glock cock, too. Leave your whip unattended, I bet you that he got you. It's convertible, you at the light, he might have shot you. This is his perspective, my soul is always thirsty. Feel like I'm supposed to be stealing, how coppers always search me. Talk about praying, but I'm feeling like he cursed me. You keep the Lord mercy, with Lamborghini mercy. That brother want Miller, Reggie, Percy. Baller over rapper, over casket in the hearse. We can definitely do better. I know that and it hurt me. The little girl's fast more than Jackie joined the Kersey. Grew up around some Granny Wood Chester. Wasn't no bad neighborhood. We play ball and we drank pitchers. Kool-Aid somebody mama made our jerseys can't fit us. While we plot on girls with bangs, that was the main picture. A lot of those little boys eventually turned gang members. Now I hear about murder stories involving them same. See the eyes of childhood friends and I can't picture none of them just hopping up and aiming the flame. Not to remember how I last saw them. Would have expected it how they were looking last autumn. Man, falling, all my people falling. Trying not to remember how I last saw him. Would have expected it to wet looking last autumn. When I was home to visit, talking about my new endeavors. Trying to show my people the future, but then they passed caught him.
King Mez live on The State of Things with DJ Paradigm. The new album is called Long Live the King. That's a song called Can't Let Go. You said you were inspired by the sort of looking back and seeing people who can't let go of different parts of their What effect is that having on people, you think? Just not letting go.
I feel like what hurts the most is you know the potential you see in people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The potential you see in people, the potential everyone sees in them, you know. I've had friends with four ride scholarships to school, you know, to play basketball, football, or baseball, or whatever the case might be, you know, or beyond that, you know, just intellectuals, you know what I'm saying? People who I feel like could have, you know, been great things, just lose their lives, you know what I'm saying? Or essentially, you know, be in prison or whatever the case might be, all over something, all over things that are essentially meaningless, you know, meaningless, and it's pride. Pride has so much to do with it, you know, and somebody might, you know, a robbery, they might want to rob me and say, oh, you know, I'm not giving it up. Whatever the case might be, you know, you just can't let go of that pride. The next thing you know, you don't, your parents aren't there for you or, you know, nobody can save you from that situation. So, yeah, not being able to let go is, that's something that I've seen so many times over and over again, you know. And it's something that I want to change and be a part of helping people realize.
You made your grandmother a promise when you got into this business, I understand. Is that right?
Yeah, most definitely. Well, I mean, I promised my grandma and my mother, you know, when she was still here, that I would be myself. I'd be myself, and I would be in it to change people and change things. You know what I'm saying? That's the only reason why I do it. So, you know, the main reason why I do it. You know,
How does your family feel about you being in this business?
Well, I mean, it became realistic for some of them in recent times because originally, I mean, I was an engineering major, you know, in college. I always got good grades in school growing up. And when I got to high school, not as good as always, but because I got into a bunch of random stuff. But, I mean, I still got into college and I was an engineering major. And so they always thought it was going to be a lot more set in stone for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And music is not by a long shot set in stone. The entertainment industry in general. So, It was kind of hard at first, especially when my mom first passed. She passed like almost 4 years ago now when I was 20. And when she passed, I was looking at, it was just me and my younger brother, you know, so it was just kind of me and him, and I'm looking after him. And they wanted me to go back to school, you know, because it's a more set in stone thing, you know, and I understand, and I still appreciate their love, you know, for that. But I just told them I needed to try, something I needed to do for myself. And it still, like I told you, it recently became real. You know, my grandma saw me on MTV or like BET, and they'll see me in the magazines, XXL or The Source, you know. And that's when it kind of became like, oh, wow, you know. And I understand, you know, because when you love someone, you really want the best for them, you know.
And it is a scary business, but you're making the best of it. King Mez, great to have you on the program.
I appreciate it.
I want to ask you to do us one more song, but first I want to say King Mez is a Raleigh-based rapper. The newest album is called Long Live the King. Paradigm is a Raleigh-based DJ. Thank you both for being on the program.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
We're going to do one last song, but first I want to remind everybody that this is North Carolina Public Radio and that it's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, King Mez.
All right. We're going to get in this last song called Hydroplane. And it's funny because it's not a song with a particular meaning in my perspective. It just kind of, I don't know. The music reminds me of riding in the rain and the feelings as well. So let's get into it. Long live the king. Yeah. Been through it all and had it down. That young is such a clutch. I'ma let the beat ride a little bit. Yeah. Look. Been through it all and had it down. The young is such a clutch. That's probably why I pass on the advice from such and such. I listen when I know I should, but some people too comfortable. When everything I came for, you cool with just enough. Man, if you my homie, go to war for you. Yeah, when they get heavy, hold the door for you. They don't wanna let you speak, I hold the floor for you. It's time my dogs coming with me, man. More Hoyas. Yeah. Plenty enemies came, some of them was all our friends before that, so plenty of pain. Never letting go of the us, and so we finna be fame. Seatbelts need to be fast, and went down my memory lane. I remember plenty of crashes, nights I was hydroplaning on my tears. Learning life a slippery thing. My mama slipped away from her.